Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sandspence Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network. Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for all of those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by special guest and video production Sandspence Radio's own video production guy, Trent.
Trent.
Hey guys, I'm Trent.
Hey, yeah. Trent. And today we're going to be looking at Death Stranding, in brackets, first impressions.
In brackets, after 5 to 7 hours.
Which is ridiculous, that's not in the title.
And bracket.
And one other game. All right.
Death Stranding.
Death Stranding.
It happened. It boomed.
A game that I never thought would exist. Trent, you haven't played it, have you?
I haven't played it. I know very little about it besides the guy from The Walking Dead's in it.
Yeah. Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus and the Magic Fetus, as some people call the game.
Oh, that's clever.
Fetus, and I heard about peeing. A lot of peeing.
Yeah, you're pissed.
There's, piss, there's shit.
If you and a pal, because it is multiplayer in a sense.
It's a massively multiplayer. It's an MMO in a way.
I'm so lost in this game already.
But is it the kind of thing where, so I've heard that as you explore, You can piss on a mushroom.
Yep.
Okay.
If you piss on the ground, a mushroom grows.
Okay, but if multiple people piss in the same spot, the mushroom gets bigger.
Yes.
But on their own playthroughs. Is that how it works?
So is this like, what was that game that came out? The space one?
No Man's Sky?
No Man's Sky, that's it, yeah.
Maybe?
So what I noticed is, so I played this launch night, which Australia is ahead of the rest of the world. So the Friday when it dropped, it hadn't dropped in the rest of the world yet. And when I was playing through, I saw nothing by any other character, any other players.
Yeah, yeah.
I then played it again on the Saturday and it was full of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So like, we'll get to that later, I think, because I think we need to first try.
Yeah, we need to explain what the game is about.
It is.
You played Sam Porter.
Sam Porter Bridges.
Sam Porter Bridges, who works in. No, that's a bad place to start. The Death Stranding happened.
Yes.
The world of the living and the dead collided.
It's described in game as like, so there was the bang that created the universe and a bang that created humanity. And then there was the final bang, the Death Stranding.
Yeah.
So is everybody dead in the game?
No. The dead are around, but they're also not the dead. They're BPs?
BTs,
which stands for... I knew it! Nobody knows what it stands for.
The game hasn't said that yet. Yeah, it calls your baby a BB for ages, but then drops the full title.
Beach Baby?
What's the fetus about, though?
Okay, so the fetus...
Detect the dead?
Okay. We need to go back. We need to start again. Death Stranding is the new game by
Hideo Kojima.
Yes, the creator of Metal Gear Solid.
Uh-huh.
He worked for Konami.
Yeah.
Konami apparently were like, no, don't do
You're
this.
On your
don't
ass.
Do that. Don't do this. You know
Please
what?
Don't make and then release PT. Oh, you did. Oh, no. We didn't want this.
You're fired.
Yes.
And then he said, okay.
Eat my ass, I'm making this game.
Yeah, he was banned from an award night or something like that as well.
Yeah.
Like,
holy He's God. A maniac.
And like 5 years ago, he was like, I'm making Death Stranding.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, what?
Okay.
they said, no, you're not.
Then he released a trailer where Mads Mikkelsen washed up on a beach full of dead fish. No, not Mads Mikkelsen, Norman Reedus. And then Mads Mikkelsen came at him with a baby in a jar.
Yep.
And he was like, yeah, this will be my new game. And everyone was like, shut up. But like,
wasn't that
shut up, Hideo.
Wasn't that in PT as well? Like there was like
Norman Reedus was in PT.
Yeah.
And there was like that weird baby fetus thing
there
as
was
well.
But I was thinking that as I was playing. There's a baby in a sink and in this, there's a baby in a jar. What are you saying, Hideo?
So 5 years later, like it had an announcement date. Everyone was like, this is not going to be PS4. It'll be a PS5 game. Then it got, rather than a vague announcement date, got a date. Everyone was like, yeah, okay, good one.
Sure, as if, Hideo.
Yep. Then it came out.
Your fish
like,
baby game's not going to happen, yeah, I dude.
The game came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did. It sucker punched us.
It came out of nowhere in a sense that people, I guess, just weren't assuming it was going to happen.
Everybody
and then
got
it happened.
Basically king hit by this game.
And the game. Mm. So, okay, if you.
What?
I just don't even know how to.
It is a. Effectively. So far, anyway, I think you're further in than I am. I think I'm maybe.
Oh, the game hasn't changed for me yet.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently, it does.
Yeah, so, what I've heard is after chapter 3, that's when things get crazy.
Yeah.
It's not a great sign for a game. Well, chapter 3 of, I think, 15 chapters?
If you don't, I mean, we've already revealed some stuff, but if you want to know nothing about Death Stranding,
yeah.
Don't listen. But also, I'm at the end of chapter 2 and I'm further than both of us. So.
I think I'm just at the start of chapter 2.
So is it about taking a baby somewhere?
No. Wrong. Try again.
Okay, okay, I'll give you some more clip. What else do you think it is?
Yeah.
It's called Death Stranding. You got a baby strapped to your chest.
Yeah. You got all
the
things.
Is it the last baby?
No.
There are many of these babies. In fact, the one you have, everyone wants to throw out.
Yeah, it's broken.
They're like, it's a dud, dude. You're like, no, but I quite like
and
a little baby.
You've got dooms.
Yeah, you got dooms.
That's really all I had.
You got dooms, but everybody's like, oh, you've got dooms. And you're like, yeah, but I can only sense the BTs.
And everyone's like, shit, dooms.
That's, you get the bad dooms. And you as a player are like, all right, yeah, good.
And then they're like, a BB doesn't work well with people with dooms.
But then like, it does. You're like, yeah, oh, just watch.
Your broken one is fine with
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still lost. I have no idea.
So it's basically
the majority of the gameplay is watching a film.
And the gameplay aspect is basically a fetch quest.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you guys do a gaming podcast.
Yes.
I'm still lost on this game.
Trent.
The plot.
Walk uphill. Oh no, the baby on the boxes in your back are too heavy. Hold a trigger to rebalance. Hold other trigger to rebalance because you held the other trigger to rebalance. Fall over. Collect.
I have only hurt. I've only hurt myself once.
Yeah, me too. It was when when you're delivering the president to be burned. To be incinerated, sorry, her body. Who's
That is a strong first mission.
Oh, it's so wild. It's so exhausting when they're like, you have to deliver the president's body to the incinerator, and you're like, yeah, okay. And then you look at how far it is, and the whole thing is just adjusting the weight of the president. And then you gotta. But when I was fleeing the BTs that come because her chiral energy attracts them, that's when I was like, oh, what's happening? And fell off a hill, and my baby wouldn't stop crying. I was like, shut up, be quiet, baby. The BTs can hear you.
Your controller cries.
Yeah, the controller makes a baby crying sound.
So the first mission in the game is you go to. So America has been decimated. The world has been decimated by the Death Stranding.
Yes.
But there is still civilizations that is very scattered.
I think when people die, they explode.
Yeah. Yes.
Because they talk about craters, like people die and a crater happens.
Yes.
So I have to assume when people die, they explode.
Which happens to your character. It also turns out that your character can't die.
Yeah, you are called a, not a reprobate, but something like that.
Actually,
it can't be reprobate. That's
reprobate. Yeah, no, I think that's what it is.
No, reprobate is like a bad person.
So is it like basically torn apart, still alive?
No. You just die. You wake up on a beach. You see your sister, and then you come back.
So the beach is.
Everyone has a beach.
The beach.
Everyone has a beach inside them, Trent. Okay, and you go to the beach, and if you're a reprobate, you can come home.
The beach is the only thing remaining between life and the afterlife. But Death Stranding has brought them together.
Yes. The beach is like heaven, but not.
Yeah. It's like purgatory.
Yeah. And everyone's got one.
Yeah, everyone's got a beach.
Yeah.
You know, I've also heard that Kojima kind of explained this game, and I'm still like...
Oh, yeah. Kojima,
I watch cutscenes, I'm like, oh, yeah. And then people are like, explain. I'm like, can't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I'm following the game. Nothing... Because, like, when I played Metal Gear Solids, I was worried that the same thing was going to happen with Death Stranding, where... If you haven't played all of the Metal Gear Solids, if you pick one up, you're just thrown like heaps of stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is going on? I don't understand the controls. This eases, this game's defense, it does ease you into it.
Here's what I think Death Stranding does to you. I think Death Stranding is, is good at giving you a sensory overload and at restricting you from doing anything for such a long time that when you do get the controller and get to walk up a mountain, you're like, this game is amazing.
It looks beautiful.
It does. It looks gorgeous. Okay. And you're like, that was nice. I climbed the mountain. And then you put the controller to the side and eat your popcorn and watch a movie. I've played for 3 hours, but really, I've played for 10 minutes. I think we timed it. And I think I played for maybe 20 minutes of 2 hours. That was actually holding the controller, making me move. And that's not counting those moments where you're sitting in your like room on the base
private
and you can
room
take a shit, piss, drink Monster Energy drink,
which it's recommended to do. You have to have a minimum. So there's a stamina bar,
okay,
and when you're in your private room there's Monster Energy drinks on your table, and if you drink one you get a 10% boost to your stamina. Another one is another 10%, and then the a third one gives you 5%, so you can have 25% more stamina.
So
for the next
actually
mission.
Monster Energy drink, so
it's an actual Monster Energy drink.
How much do you reckon they paid to get it into
that
game?
I just don't know.
I honestly think maybe
Kojima was like, hey, I want this in. It's symbolic
Right. He put Conan O'Brien in the game just because.
Hey, if you stop in the game to take a shit, the toilet doors close, which is also the shower, and an advertisement for Norman Reedus's AMC TV show Ride is visible.
It's on the screen.
That show doesn't have a season out at the moment.
I didn't know he had another show.
It's insane.
But it looks also like a fault. I think that Kojima has done something clever here because it looks like a fault, like a fake advertisement.
It doesn't look real.
The picture is Norman Reedus on a motorbike and the guy on the back of the motorbike is wearing a Godzilla mask.
Yeah, it looks fake. But it's an ad in the middle of this game. It's insane.
Every decision in this game is wild. So the first mission, the first proper mission of the game. So it opens with a cutscene. You meet someone. The start is still nonsense.
Yes.
You meet a girl. Also, rain is called Timefall.
Yeah.
And if you're caught in the rain, it ages you.
Yeah.
To
so you
death.
Don't want to be caught in the rain.
What? Yeah. So when it rains, you see flowers grow and then just die.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. It's all right.
You meet a character called Fragile.
Yeah.
Who was rained on from the neck down.
Yeah. So she's got an old woman body.
Yeah.
But a young woman head.
Yes. And then, so at first you run into her, you crash your motorbike flies off a cliff. You then have to collect the stuff you were delivering and deliver it. But that's the prologue.
Yeah.
Then your first mission is the president of the United States of America wants to meet you, and then you're like, there's no president. And they're like, no, it's the first woman president and the last ever president.
She's a secret president. And then you meet her, and she's like, also, I'm your mom.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's right.
You're like, that's true. And then she's like, you got to find Amelia, presumably your sister.
Yep.
Then she dies, and they're like, we got to get... She's full of chiralic energy.
Yep.
If we don't get her to the incinerator quick, smart, she'll explode the town. And Norman
Which
Reedus,
had just happened to you. That's right.
Yeah, and Norman Reedus keeps on being like, why me? And the game's just like, yeah, shut up.
You're the best
at the job. Just take her to the thing. Then you do. Then you pick up the baby, and the baby activates the little arm on your back that goes click, 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 and can tell where the BTs are.
Yes.
And then
you've got to walk up a mountain with a dead body strapped to your back. So literally a corpse.
Yeah.
Like in a body bag strapped to your backpack.
All right. So his mum's the president.
Yes.
Dead.
Yeah. Mum's dead.
There's a sister involved.
Sister's a new president, but she is stuck on the beach.
Yes.
So she's dead technically, but they've made like a hologram version of her.
Yeah.
Okay.
The end goal of the game, I think, is to rescue her.
Yes.
That seems to be what the game's implying.
Currently.
Or it happens pretty early on.
I mean, you're at chapter three. So
I'm
like,
at chapter two.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Is the story any good?
No, not really.
It's very... So the game is an anime.
Yes.
But the story very much
is. The story is an anime.
Because it combines sci-fi with religious stuff. Kind of in the same way that Akira does it.
There's so much just to take in.
Yep.
Characters all have the worst names. One of the characters' name is Die Hard Man.
Oh, yeah. Die Hard Man. There's
Hard
Man and Dead Man as well.
Yeah, and his first introduction to you is he's like, my name's Dead Man, but I'm not dead. Like, so wow.
Kojima's just taken everything he loves about movies and film and pop culture
yes.
and just thrown it into a... bucket and just mixed it up and made something.
I saw...
How good is it, though, when you're walking and then music kicks in and it just zooms out a bit and you're like, oh, I'm in a music video now. Cool.
Yeah, it just tells you what the song is. And you're like, okay, game. Friend of the show, Ethan. He tweeted, and I thought this was pretty accurate. He's like, do you remember when George Lucas was given complete freedom, complete creative control to make whatever he liked.
Yeah.
And how wonderfully that turned out. Look, I ain't saying it, but I'm saying it.
You're calling this the Phantom Menace.
This is the Phantom Menace of Hideo Kojima's games.
So Kojima had
games.
The right, I think. Sorry, was it was
Kojima? That, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they had the right idea to hold him back.
I just think that at a certain point, you need someone to be like, hey, that's a bad idea. You know, I'm excited to see. Look, I've only on chapter two. This is a first impression.
This is first impression.
Of 15 possible chapters. There's a chance that look,
I think the
combat
game,
I've not gotten to yet. Is
yeah,
there
apparently
combat?
You get a gun about 2 hours in.
Yeah, that's good.
And apparently, I've heard that changes things quite significantly. I know at the end of chapter two, it hasn't happened to me yet, but the mission I'm currently doing, I think. So basically, I'm at a point where I've encountered combat once.
Oh, okay.
I had to fight a guy.
Yeah.
I stealthed it.
That's fair.
So do you know that strand thing they make a big deal out of? Like that rope that's an identifier?
Yeah, yeah.
That's also a weapon.
Oh, okay.
So you can tie people up with it if you sneak up on them. Or you can just melee them with it.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, so there was a mission where they're like, hey, thanks for fixing this printer.
Cool.
But mules who are mercenaries, it's muling capitals.
Yeah, great.
Have stolen this part. So if you can go claim that, bring it back, we can fix it for you. So I went and did that, but I haven't delivered it yet because I knew that the moment I delivered it, that would be another big cutscene.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to go to bed.
Oh, absolutely. That happened to me. I was like halfway through. I'm like, I should stop playing this because me and Adam wanted to watch Pirates of the Caribbean because for whatever reason. And we were like, oh, well, I can't pause it. I can't save it. I got to wait the 40 minutes of this cutscene before I can do anything.
So I haven't been timing anything, but do you know what the longest cutscene you've encountered so far was?
I don't know what the longest cutscene. We were only counting how long I'd played and then how long I was.
Okay.
But I do know that there is a cutscene that goes for nearly 3 hours at the very end of the game.
Every time I've heard someone talk about this, though, they've added time to it. So I don't know how long it actually
is. I think we
is.
Looked it up and I think it was 3 hours.
Because I heard someone say 2, then I heard someone say 2.5. I've also heard 2:15 and now 3. So I don't know.
Well, look, I heard 3, but even 2 is insane.
Yeah.
Like, so we 2 hours, uh-huh. Right? Say I played for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's an hour 40.
Yeah.
Okay, that's longer than some films.
Yes.
And of the story, how much do you have? It's crazy.
This game rules.
Oh, my God.
I found that, like, the hiking part of it I find good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm just like, even though I'm literally just walking,
is
like,
it just the visual to it just feels like real? I've seen the visuals to it and it looks amazing in that regard. But
I don't know. It's just satisfying.
I think I like it when I'm not having to counteract weight. Moving the president was it was beautiful and it was pretty, but it just got frustrating at a certain point.
You know, I've also found out that if you just hold down.
Both, you'll yeah.
You walk slower, but you don't ever have to balance weight that
absolutely.
Way.
I like some of the things. I like that, like, crossing, they've made hiking, like, well, it's so weird because this sounds all negative for me, but, like, I'm probably going to keep playing it. You know what I mean? But yeah, like some of the things, like the way you hike are like really satisfying. It annoys me a bit when I can and when I can't climb. I don't really know what differentiates that. You know what I mean? Sometimes you come across a cliff that you can climb up. Sometimes you come across.
Have you pressed the climb button?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's like a weird jump thing rather than like a.
Yeah, but sometimes you can. I know certainly in the first area, like in the prologue.
Yeah.
Some areas I could just climb like straight up and other areas
weird.
I just couldn't. So
no, I haven't tried to climb straight up anything, so I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think it'll be cool when you get the motorbike. Will happen.
You get that. So, yeah, the thing I'm about to do, they're like, hey, we've got this bike for you, but the auto start doesn't work. So once you get this thing back from the mules, it should be sweet. So I think I'm about to get it back.
Okay.
Which apparently changes. I just feel like that the moment they do give you anything, that's going to change everything.
Absolutely.
Like, hey, you got a motorbike. You're like, oh my God.
I think my biggest real complaint at the moment is that I just don't have the time to be sitting through a 40-minute cutscene
for
10 minutes of
minutes.
Gameplay. Like, I just think, I wish I did. I wish I could sit down and be like, the next 5 hours I'm dedicating to 1 hour of Death Stranding gameplay.
Is this a genre, like a thriller, or is it more, is it going towards
a
horror?
It's a social strand game, Trent.
Yeah, it's a brand new genre from Hideo Kojima, social strand.
Yeah.
Brand new kind of game that he's come up with.
Yeah, he was going on. It's a brand new genre, right?
Brand new genre.
What genre is it then, Jackson?
gosh. Mm. I guess it's sci-fi for the story.
That's not a game genre.
And walking simulator for game.
But there's combat.
Action adventure.
I guess.
I suppose it has to plinko into that particular category. So action adventure.
So it's the same as Uncharted.
Yeah, it could be an Uncharted sequel.
Wow.
Same basic gameplay.
So, Trent, got any other questions?
Yeah, we'd love to answer. We'd love to field your thoughts about Death Stranding.
Oh, BB stands for Bridge Baby, by the way.
Bridge Baby, okay.
And
that's right. Bridge is something they bring up pretty often without explaining. That's cool.
A bridge is a link between the... A Bridge Baby is called a Bridge Baby because it's a link between life and the afterlife, which is why they can sense BTs, and The game hasn't told me what that stands for, but I know I looked it up before the game.
Do you know why, what the difference between when your little tick, 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 tick thing is going, what indicates what?
Oh, so when it turns red or orange, it's standing, like if you move in the wrong direction, like if you move that way, it will attack.
That's where
you.
One is, yeah.
Yep. When it's blue, it just speeds up as you get closer, and it's always pointing at the closest one.
Yeah, okay. That's just what I thought.
Do you guys think the game's going to pay off?
No.
Yes.
No.
Apparently the ending's huge.
Well, I can imagine, but I just don't think so.
I don't think you'll remember the story if you finish it.
I think so, like Red Dead Redemption, right? 60-hour game.
Cowboys.
Lots of fun to play.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. That's right. Horses, yep. The ranching, the whole deal.
Yep.
I couldn't finish that game because it was too long and I didn't have the patience. And by hour 40, I was like, I don't care anymore. This game could have the greatest payoff in the world, and I just wouldn't care.
I have a soft spot for Westerns, so it's kind of like...
Oh, like, hey, no, this is just a personal thing, and I just don't think Death Stranding... I don't think... It's too long. It's just too long.
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, isn't it like... I think we looked it up. It's like 60 hours or something?
I've seen a review say that they finish a story after 85.
Well, there you go.
But I've also seen people say that it's around like 50, 45, 50.
Still, I just think I won't have the patience.
Skip the cutscenes.
I was thinking about how much I would love to do a thing like a run where I just skipped every cutscene and just was like, I don't know what's happening.
I just don't know if you can.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if it didn't let you.
Games are usually long games.
Yes.
And the cutscenes are usually incredibly long. Metal Gear 4, I think, had the longest cutscene up until.
Yeah, so Metal Gear Solid 4, the final cutscene is about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was when Konami were like, right.
Right, mate. Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
You can make number 5, but we're keeping an eye on you.
Yeah.
And they had a fight when it was being made. And that's why. So Metal Gear Solid 5 doesn't have an ending.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I played that game. And I'm like,
does it
that was
finish?
The only one I played. And I'm like, what is this game? It's like 2 levels long. And fair enough.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's why I thought maybe his games were usually shorter in that regard.
No,
they're big. They're
very opposite.
Beast boys.
Yeah, they're beef machines of video games.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So Bridge Baby. They're born of they're premature babies that are born of still mothers.
Oh god!
Still mother is a woman who is brain dead. Mm. They keep them alive because they need to connect the BBs back into their womb.
Wow!
To recharge them. That happens. That's the next thing that's going to happen in the story for you. You find out all of this stuff.
God.
The baby I think is 28 weeks.
Okay.
So it's like it has senses because Norman Reedus. You keep having visions every time you plug the baby into you of. Mads Mikkelsen.
Yeah.
And you ask Dead Man why that happens, and he's like, that's because the baby is old enough that it has, like, senses, basically. So you were probably just seeing what the baby has seen.
Do you think that when Guillermo del Toro, like, got the script for this game and was reading out his lines, he was like, this is still a good story?
Do you know what's good?
What?
He doesn't do the voice for his
character. That's right. He doesn't. There's so many characters that are clearly modeled after, like, an actor.
Oh, we didn't cut. You can tell because when they introduce a character that's modeled after someone, it comes up with their real name underneath. So it's like Dead Man.
Guillermo del Toro.
And then it's like fella that voices him underneath that.
Is Guillermo del Toro credited as a special guest at the credits? I think he was.
Yes.
In the opening credits.
Does it take it away from the actual game when they credit everybody like that?
It's not everyone.
I can't. Yeah. And I'm not invested enough. I'm not immersed enough in the world to even notice.
Mm. I'm immersed so much that it just feels like another weird layer of things. Like the game is still very strange. Like, it's really serious, but then also a joke.
Yeah.
Everything's really strange. Everyone is just, like, there's really dark things, like this BB stuff. But then, like, the way people talk is, like, it's just...
Look.
I can't even explain it.
And I wouldn't know where to begin even giving this a thumb score either.
It's either a 5 or a 1.
It's an, like it's an Ouroboros thumb. It's a thumb that eats its own tail. You know? It loops is. Around again. You're like, this game's bad. This game's good. Oh, we're back to bad. Oh, we're back to good.
I haven't had any point in the game where I'm like, I don't like this. I'm like, and when I'm not playing it, I'm thinking about it.
I
are you bored?
No. But
it should be boring.
And I've spent, and look, I'm not bored, but I'm frustrated.
Okay.
I've sat through every cutscene, but every cutscene I'm like, God damn it. And so many times, cutscene would happen, loading screen, I'd pick up the controller, and everyone around me would laugh at me, and I'd put the controller back down, and there would be another cutscene. And as a man who is not ever in a game for story, wow. But this game, like I said, it keeps you on the line by just presenting you with more and more bullshit and like insane concepts that you're like, well, I want to find out what happens next.
Oh, yeah. So 6 hours in was when, oh, no, it was 5.5 hours in where I learned that there's a punch button.
There's
square
a punch.
Punches.
Does it always?
Yes.
Even back at the beginning when I was delivering the president?
I think that if you're running and you press it, you do like a shoulder charge.
I like that you can double jump. That's good.
Can you?
Yeah.
There's a jump button?
You can double jump. If you X and then X again, you do like a, you know where Mario would do the run and woohoo jump? You do that.
That's sick. I didn't even know there was a jump button.
Yeah. So look, the depths of this, if you press the touchpad on the PS4 thing, you just go, hello.
Apparently people can call back.
Like in other games?
I don't know if it's other games or not.
That would be pretty cool.
What is happening?
Oh, yeah. So you can put signs up and signs and you can build structures. And when I was first playing it, I was like, yeah, sure. Okay. People put this there. But then when I was playing the next, like I mentioned at the start, there was just stuff everywhere. Like signs. There was like someone had put a no pissing sign in the building I was in.
So it has like that Dark Souls thing where you can put signs and like little like remnants.
Yeah. And stuff like that. Cause you can, the way that you appreciate things is by giving them likes.
Oh, I loved that. You get Facebook likes effectively. And that's your score at the end of missions too.
Yeah.
How many Facebook likes did you get?
Yeah. And that levels. So the likes you get from that level you up, which does nothing except change the weight you can carry.
Yeah, it's wild. It's wild to see, like, you got 40 Facebook likes, so your bridge has gone up 15%, and the little graph that shows you your stats has, like, mutated and changed, and you're like, okay, game.
So, there was, like, one, the mercenary mission, someone had put a rope that allowed you to climb up one of the cliff faces,
yeah,
and that had, like, 700 likes because clearly everyone who was doing the mission was like, sweet, a rope. This saves me walking around a little bit.
For the president mission, a lot of what I did was climbing ropes.
So someone else can put like a rope down and it creates like a new ladder in the world.
Yeah. Although, but also another thing is anyone can break anything.
Yeah.
So you can dismantle, I did it accidentally, you can dismantle other people's ladders and ropes.
Okay. And so that will
does nothing except break it. You don't get anything.
And that just
back.
Means that the next person can't climb a rope up.
But then the amount of people playing that game will probably be back up there and seconds.
I guess so.
I think the way, based on the way the things have worked for me, I haven't noticed anything just pop up on the screen. So I imagine the game is like,
it checks when you, it'll be crazy to see what it looks like in like
a month.
Yeah. Six months or a month even.
Do you think people as a whole are going to enjoy this game or are they going to hate it?
I think as a whole, this is going to, in like a year, there are going to be like a flood of think pieces about Death Stranding. And they're going to have titles like, what was Death Stranding really about? And it's going to fade from our memory. It's too weird to have sticking power. That's my theory.
So it'll be forgotten in
a
month.
The budget is so high.
Oh, I know. It'll be remembered as maybe like, oh, it was technically interesting, but I just think, this is a bold claim, I know, but I just think it's going to be one of those games that everyone's like, yeah, that was strange, but no one's going to be like, man, what a game.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's my take anyway.
Yeah, I think it's so strange because it reminds me, you know, 2017, I think it was, when Breath of the Wild, Super Mario Odyssey, Nier Automata, and Horizon Zero Dawn all came out in the same year and everyone was like,
too many games.
All of these games could be Game of the Year.
Yeah.
And like Nier Automata was kind of forgotten, but then that is the one that people are like, oh no, that was really strange.
Yeah.
And stuff from that is probably what's going to, Breath of the Wild as well, but those two, where Horizon Zero Dawn and Super Mario Odyssey were kind of just the perfect examples of those type of games.
Yeah.
Where the other two kind of push things forward. I think Death Stranding will probably be one of those people who will just take certain things
from
it.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, okay, cool. If you make...
Because, like, yeah,
people hate the start of Red Dead 2, which yeah, is very sucks. Slow and just walking.
It's very bad.
But this whole game is just walking. Everyone's like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, maybe it's good. Like, I've watched people play Red Dead,
yeah.
and I find that boring, but I've put 7 hours into this game, which has less action.
It's so hard.
I hit a guy with a rope. That's the only combat I've been in. I tied him up, and then I stole his boots. You can steal their boots, Jackson.
That is good. That is very good news. Like, I could either finish the game or never go back to it. That's where I sit right now.
I almost guarantee you the moment I get home tonight, I You'll will be just playing start it. Playing it. I'll be playing it as the... I'll walk in holding a PS4 controller.
Boo! As you step in, you'll already somehow be on the couch.
Yeah, I'm like, Die Hardman, what have you got to say to me today?
What's up, dead man?
What's under that mask, yeah. Die Hardman?
What are you giving it thumb score-wise? For me, it gets the Ouroboros thumb. It's both a 5 and a 0.
For first impressions,
yeah,
I think it's...
And I think it could say the Ouroboros thumb for second and third impressions too, to be honest.
I think it is almost a unique Death Stranding thumb.
Oh.
Where life is a 5 thumb and the afterlife is a 1 thumb. And
yep.
The Death Stranding has happened and brought those together.
Can we get some fan art of Dushir as Norman Reedus and in his baby jar there's just a thumbs up? I would enjoy that, please.
I just don't know how guns are going to come into this. Because I know that there are.
Yeah, who knows, man?
But it's not just like a pistol. It's not like there's just like one pistol. I know there's like pistols. I'm pretty sure there's like shotguns and rifles.
I was watching a... just remind me. I was watching a... It was like an Easter eggs in video games video.
Yeah.
But it was... One of those, like, you know those, like, spooky walking simulator kind of video games?
Yeah.
Like, where it's like you're in a haunted house and there's a ghost chasing you and you can't kill it. One of the Easter eggs was that you find a room with a shotgun in it. And, like, man, like a real spooky, you're very slow, and then finding a gun is just... Why is there no game that changes genre right in the middle of like a terrifying horror simulator to hardcore action where you could just fight through the house and take out the ghost? Man... If only.
Death Stranding might do that.
Could yeah. I get the same experience from like watching a Let's Play from it?
Yes, probably.
It'd
be a long Let's Play, but you could do it.
Don't know. I think the part of the walking, like just even though you're just pointing in one direction, and there's a lot of like looking at maps and
yeah,
figuring out paths and stuff like that, I think that that is satisfying to your brain, where if you just watch a 45-hour movie,
yeah, it might get not a bit as boring. Good.
Okay, no, fair, cool.
I don't think it'll get Game of the Year. I don't think it's happening.
Could get my Game of the Year.
Could get yours. Unfortunately, that spot is always taken up by Turok 2, Seeds of Evil.
Yeah, well, mine's usually taken up by Ape Out, but...
Yeah. Can I please get fan art of me as Turok 2, Seeds of Evil? Like, I mean, the PlayStation 1 disc.
I am Jackson.
Thanks, guys.
So, Trent, before we hear what you've been playing, here's a quick word from our sponsors.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you, sponsors. It's always great
to have
you.
It's so good to hear you.
Thank you, sponsors. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you so much.
Yeah, much, hey, much ops.
If there wasn't an ad before this, thank you, listeners. Now, Trent.
Yes.
What have you been playing? Yeah. Not Death. If you haven't been playing Death Stranding, what could you have possibly been
playing? What other games are out at the moment?
Is there other games?
Well, yeah, Call of Duty Modern Warfare just came out. I think maybe a week or two ago.
Is this like the third game named Call of Duty Modern Warfare? Or the second?
It's the fourth Modern Warfare.
Well, all right.
But it's again Modern Warfare 1. Sorry, which is Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah.
They've rebooted it for Modern Warfare.
Oh, I see.
New series.
Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare 2019.
Yeah. Hey, it's modern again.
Yeah.
Because the original Modern Warfare, that's not so modern. Warfare. Yeah. It's old warfare.
It's a soft reboot of the series from what I kind of gather so far.
it sounds like a bit of a Death Stranding situation. What is this game?
Again, I've been mostly playing the multiplayer.
Yeah.
Are you winning?
No.
That's a shame.
I like that in the pause between and no, a million different death matches through your mind.
It plays like, okay, so obviously in between all that, there's been like probably
blops.
Five of you know, Call of Duties in between all those games.
Black Ops. Blops. Black Ops 2.
Blops 2.
And they've essentially all been the same.
World War?
Yeah.
World at War?
World at War, the best Call of Duty. And you know what?
Why?
That's a big call.
Modern Warfare kind of lives up to that. It brings it back to that slow pace that, you know, World at War was.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I haven't played that game since I was like 13. But I remember it very vividly. And this game plays like that, but also like a battlefield.
Oh.
Yeah. You can't run and gun. You can't go running around corners like you're some super human thing anymore.
I think I read a caption that was reviewing this game that called it a camper's dream.
Oh.
Can you confirm?
Yeah. Is it a camper's dream?
I can absolutely confirm. Is the shotgun in that game, I think I've seen people snipe with it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I think I've seen that as well. Like the range of the shotgun is the range of like a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
It's insane.
And you get a perk that basically makes it, claymores, respawn in like 30 seconds, and so find a room, shotgun.
Sounds OP.
I saw another video which was really great, where just like the guy's like checking around corners, and you don't see anybody, and you go running across the road, and you get shot by like three people just aiming down the road. You just couldn't see, like, where were they?
Man.
Or they just popped out of nowhere.
I think my Modern Warfare experiences are: I played Call of Duty Modern Warfare, the first one, sucked at it. I played heaps of Black Ops otherwise. That's it.
Blops, you're a Blops boy.
I'm a Blops boy. Played heaps of Blops, heaps of Modern Warfare, bad at all of them. Played some Battlefield, bad at that too. But I can I know the difference between those two styles of gameplay. The Battlefield is, I don't know, at least the Battlefields I play, they are a lot sort of slower. Which I think I prefer. I think I'm with you.
Yeah, I like that too.
I'm not as like panicked. And like the whole time
for a while, like the Call of Duties kind of were different. Like, you know, I think two different developers made those games, but then they kind of just eventually blended into one, and it was just the same thing over and over. And I really think that it's a really nice refresh to the game. It's it's still your Call of Duty.
Yeah, yeah.
You can still sort of do the run and gun stuff, but it is definitely they've slowed you down. I gotta say it.
What's your strat in Call of Duty? That's what I'd like.
Camp?
To know.
Do you camp? Do you camp and snipe with shotguns?
SMG, running around corners.
Classic.
Run and gun.
Modern Warfare 2, I think I would play it only with a tack knife.
Good.
So it's just like, that's my style. It's like I run up
owning
and try
noobs.
And,
yeah, that's the best strat in the game.
I'm just getting mad at people who have quickscope. But yeah, this game, it really takes it back to a solo shooter. They got rid of that.
So as the expert of first person shooters on this, how do you feel about that Twitch streamer that got banned for using an aimbot? He isn't allowed to stream on Twitch.
Are we talking about Fortnite here? Or
yes, we are talking Fortnite.
A third person shooter, but please go on. Well, that's why you're not the first person shooter expert, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who uses an aimbot is scum.
Anyway. No, but true. He used an aimbot to create content and created a separate account and was only playing on solo, but because he streamed it, they banned his IP. Thoughts.
Whoa, controversial. He was having a good time and a good lad.
17
I don't know if that's true.
Or something, I think. He was upset. He cried in his apology video.
Yeah, was it his mum? He was like, his life's been turned upside down.
Yeah, his mum reported him. Right. Like, she was like, I didn't raise no elite hacker.
That's powerful. I'd have your mum come in and start pooning you.
Pooning?
Yeah. Pooning? Poning?
Owning.
Oh, man.
It's spelled with a P.
I said pooning.
Yeah, you shouldn't. That's fine. You also say penis. Yeah. It doesn't make it right.
Yeah, that's fair. What's your Call of Duty strat?
So I've only played Call of Duty Modern Warfare on my laptop in high school at a friend's house once. And I
and your strat was?
My strat was, installed the game. We were having a LAN. I played for a little bit. My laptop overheated, and I remember putting it in a freezer, and then that's when my memory ends.
What did you do? You've wrecked your laptop.
No, it's an old laptop now.
It can't have survived that.
Yeah, I didn't leave it in the freezer overnight. I don't know how the night ended. I don't remember.
That's amazing.
I also have Call of Duty 3 on the Nintendo Wii.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. That's a bizarre Call of Duty history. Yeah. Do you have a blop?
I've never played a blop.
You never blop.
You ever played a zombie? Yeah, played. Oh, see, obviously, no. I played the zombies game mode. And no. You're missing out.
What we played Left 4 Dead 2 heaps. Left 4 Dead 1, I played even more. Well, unrelated, but first person shooters. Fallout? Not Fallout. That's also a first person. First person RPG, I guess.
Yeah, first person and third person. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can switch between. What do you prefer to play?
In Fallout?
Yeah.
First.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Third is the wrong answer.
You look weird.
Yeah, it's no good. People were like, I like Skyrim better when it's third person.
Crazy.
No, you don't.
You're not a gamer.
Yeah. Put down the controller, noob. That's what I say to them.
What we would do when we played Blops is we would give me all
of... Is Fortnite seriously third person?
Yeah.
Can you switch between first and third?
No. You may be thinking Apex Legends or maybe...
This was definitely Fortnite because I watched a video of him getting banned.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I forgot.
Because that has a back and forth thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's third person.
PUBG, rest in peace. Yeah. Owned to death by Fortnite. You should have had a battle boss.
I can't believe this is the first time I'm on this podcast and you guys have made me... Oh. I chose Call of Duty because it's the only thing I've been playing recently, but we're talking about Fortnite.
Yeah. Which none of us have played, which is frankly a shame.
Yeah. I've played a bit of Overwatch.
That's good. Yeah.
Houston?
Yeah. I think his name's Houston. Houston the ape. That's the greatest.
Houston, we have an ape problem.
That's the greatest Winston. Overwatch character. Yeah.
His name's Winston. Yeah. I remember now.
You were basically right.
Yeah, Houston, Winston. They're all states.
How many thumbs, Trent?
How many thumbs?
How many thumbs? Out of five.
Oh, yeah, it's out of five, and half a thumb is a knock.
Yeah.
Should have probably reminded you of that before. Last time we had a guest on, we reminded them about that, but didn't tell them how to introduce the episode. It was Adam. And we were like, Adam, look, remember thumb scores. And then we started the podcast, and he was like, when do I talk? And we're like, oh, yeah, whoops.
We're no good.
I reckon three thumbs. It's refreshing.
Oh, that's good.
It's brought new air into Call of Duty.
What makes it lose thumbs?
Because I still sit there and
get angry. Headshotted by noobs.
I'm playing with my two best friends constantly. And
shouts to best friends.
Yeah, and
one of them's name's Alex.
Alex.
Shouts to Alex.
We live in the same house, and I
shouts to Alex the housemate.
He's screaming in one room, I'm screaming in the other, and my partner is just going off her head. So it takes away a couple points there.
Yeah, look, that's fair. That'll lose it thumbs.
Yelling.
Yeah.
Man, and if yelling loses thumbs, I'm a no good.
And I have some server connection issues. I reckon it's just
That's always the way though. I feel like same thing happened with Battlefield, like all those first person shooters that like the first day they come out of the first like month, it's like,
it's 2 weeks in,
you might as well not bother playing.
Yeah. Again, I think we suffer probably half an hour, 45 minutes every time we play just some server issues. It may just be me in Australian internet.
Hey, I know when me and Adam tried to play Battlefield 1, we played possibly all of three times because of server issues. So like, dude, mad sympathies.
Yeah.
Your game works flawlessly. Death Stranding.
I still have no idea what that game is about.
Yeah, I don't think we're any wiser at the end of this.
BBVBT Beach.
When you get to the end, do you reckon you'll be able to explain it to me properly?
No.
Yes.
I think when I get to the end...
I reckon I can confidently give you a rundown of the story of Death Stranding when I finish the game.
Once I finish the game...
You did terrible the first three chapters.
Yeah.
You're
already off to a bad start.
Do you want me to give me your... hang on. I'll just try one quick recap. Rather than trying to explain the game, it's just the story so far.
Okay.
So, The world has ended.
Yes.
Society as we know it is done. There is a job called porters, where you they are just in charge of bringing supplies from one desolate town to another.
Okay.
So humanity tried to use robots and stuff like that, but it just ended up humans were the best bet. Mm-hmm. You are the best porter around. Like, you have kind of a reputation. It also turns out that you are a descendant of the secret president of the United States, who sadly has just passed away.
Okay.
And it is now your responsibility to reunite. It's called the UCA, because the United Cities of America.
Yeah.
You've got to reunite them. You need to be the strand that links them together.
He left out so much.
No, but that makes sense to me. I can piece it kind of that.
That's the plot up to chapter 3.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. But all the other stuff kind of confused
such
me.
Such a surface level.
Yeah.
That's the plot.
There's no BBs involved. You didn't mention the BTs or beaches.
I did not.
If somebody went in with just that, they'd shit and die.
Well, what did you go in with?
Nothing.
Did you shit and die?
When the time the credits are rolling on Death Stranding, in the middle of the lounge room, there'll just be turned to earth where I've been buried. And a big, heavy marble tombstone saying Jackson wished he was playing Turok instead. So what does that bring today's thumb score to?
Me and you both gave an ambiguous thumb.
Well, it's an Ouroboros thumb and a Death Stranding thumb.
So I guess that's three thumbs.
Three thumbs.
three thumbs and a mysterious
but it just trails allure. Off yeah. into some strange.
You know how Death
Stranding's
font's
thumbs.
Written now? It's like dripping. Yeah. Kind of thing. Imagine a thumb, but the thumb is really long. Yeah, that's good. That was good. And hey,
what?
If you're a fan of video games, I just recently appeared on All the Small Games, which is Andrew Levin's and John Venezuela's podcast. You should listen to that. I talk about Minecraft and they make fun of me.
That's good.
I also reveal some secrets about this show.
That's also
good.
I'm
not telling you where in the episode, so you have to listen to the whole thing because it's all good.
Tricked you.
Also, Trent, you work for Sandspants and you mostly do the Twitch stuff. So yeah. Get everyone to watch us on Twitch.
Yeah, Twitch. I do YouTube stuff as well, but that's in the works. But Twitch stuff is what I'm focusing on mostly at the moment. I'm your guy at that. You'll see me around in the streams.
Twitch.tv/SansPantsRadio. Me and Jackson are playing Minecraft every Monday, Australian Eastern Daylight.
Our most recent Minecraft stream went for 4 hours for some reason. So if you want 4 hours of yelling, and I imagine you do, please twitch.tv/SansPantsRadio every Monday.
Thank you so much, Trent. Thank you so much, Jackson.
Anytime.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Thank you so much for appearing. And thank you so much to Kojima for creating this masterpiece.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to my high school friends who told me to put my laptop in the freezer.
And on that note,
I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Trent.
Goodbye and God bless everyone. And each to you all. And may you have
and
a
to
very,
all a good night.
And to thumbs, a Death Stranding.
Thanks for listening. If you want to watch just how competent or incompetent we are at video games, head on over to twitch.tv/SansPantsRadio, where you'll see us and other members of the SansPants Network live stream some of our favorite video games.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.